Hello, dear student. Good day to you. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah, and I'm giving you a bit of introduction of mine. I come from travel and tourism industry, having a very much wide-based experience of 45 plus years, and internationally traveling to almost 67 countries of the world. While talking about my experience in travel and tourism industry, as I just said, it's a wide-based experience. I have worked with airlines, cruise liners, hotels, international hotels, destination management companies, IATA, and adding to that, I was advisor to Minister of Tourism, Tajikistan. So with this wide-based experience, I'm trying to share this experience to you in the form of our lecture on introduction to tour operation, and hope you enjoy the talk because it is an interesting topic for us to learn. And here we begin with our chapter one for introduction to tour operation. So what are the learning objectives that we'll be doing in this chapter? We would know about the evaluation of the term tour. The term tour itself is a very much well to be understood and very widely spoken. Generally, when you hear about tour, we will see, we know about the described different types of tour. We will also learn what are the type of tours that generally are being offered to the travelers. We will elaborate on the tour operators, understand its meaning and scope part. We will also appreciate the importance of tour operator and describe the functions of the tour operator. We will have a very good idea about various type of tour operators. And obviously, in this chapter, we will also learn and identify some of the national tour operators who are working in our own country. So with the introduction, we must know that tours and tour operator is not a new concept. We all know this. Tour operators were always connected to the traveler. Traveler used to approach a tour operator to help him or her to go to a destination. But one of the oldest activities that humanity has ever known, because when a traveler travels to another destination, definitely he or she is not totally aware of the whereabout of those places. So he needs a support, somebody who understands the need of the traveler, at the same time has a thorough knowledge about the place that the tourist is going to visit. In modern time, it is experiencing a boom. Why? Because the means of transport have changed, and the development of the internet has undoubtedly given a boost to tourism. We very well know this, because right now, with the amount of news channels that are being shown on different television channels at the same time, so much of internet, so much of understanding in the form of printed material and the electronic media, a tourist is well aware of it. But since it is totally a new thing for a tourist to go to a destination, he would need a support from a tour operator. So that's an introduction, the role possibly a tour operator can play. In modern times, Thomas Cook was the first person to think out of the box about making travel a business. He was the first travel professional to organize a travel package. And yes, they did many such tours. They were two, it was a family business for them, Thomas Cook. And they were operating something called Cook Tours. And they are the pioneer or the father of the current tour operation business. Aside from the contribution of Thomas Cook, let's not forget the contribution of Henry Wells of the United States, who used to be a shipper, but later a tourist. And obviously, somebody who was a Sherpa and had this impact of seeing the world, and as a tourist or a traveler, then he or she could be a best person. In this case, we were talking about Henry Wells, who also offered services of a tour operator. And he converted to pickup truck and founded Wells Fargo Business in 1841. Before that, we were talking about Thomas Cook, and it is still remembered Cook tours that were operated out of Europe and within Europe. Out of Europe, I'm talking about Egypt. 175 to 180 years back, they conducted a Cook tour all the way from UK to Egypt. And it is there as a record that, yes, 200 years back, Thomas Cook operated a tour. Likewise, they were offering Cook tours to Northern Europe and so on. So that's the history of tours. Further, as a transportation increase, we are trying to understand the history of tours. And as transportation increased, travelers preferred traveling to unexplored places rather than opting for the traditional way of visiting their hometown. So this idea picked up because of the availability of transport, a better transport, be it is in the form of aircraft or before that in the form of ship. When people were traveling, and it was not very uncommon for international travelers out of India to go by ship until such time. Even crossing the Atlantic, as late as late 60s, there were no flights that could take travelers from one part of the Europe, crossing over to Atlantic and going to United States. They were all by ship. So all these helped in promotion of tours. And ultimately, tours started seeing its boom. In India, besides Thomas Cook, the most important players in the tour operator business are, now some of the names I'm mentioning here, they are not limited to this, but some names: SOTC, TCI, K3 Holidays, CUNY, Cox and King, and so on. Of course, Cox and King have now been out of business. But yes, many of them are operating, and some of these names are taken over by one another. So we do have a lot of online tour operators, a lot of other big names that are there, but these are the leading ones to mention, few of them. Now we look at the type of tours that are being offered. Tourism is a travel for recreation, leisure, or business purposes, usually of limited duration. This is very clear that yes, when somebody takes up a tour and wishes to travel, the idea behind is recreation, getting out of their day-to-day stressful life and go for some recreation or leisure or business purposes. Even now, for example, some of the trends that are happening in the tourism industry is called bileisure, where people go for business combined with leisure. So that's a trend. So in general, there exist two kinds of tour, namely the custom-made and the pre-packaged tour. The custom-made is also known as tailor-made, as per the wish of the traveler, what he or she wants to be offered and to be priced. Other than that, there are pre-packaged tours, which we could broadly say like two-night stay at A place, two-night stay at B place, two-night stay at place 3, or at somewhere place C, and flight, city tour, breakfast, some visit, and so on. So that's a pre-packaged tour that is offered. We do have both of these. Pre-packaged tour are again classified into three types. Independent tour, where somebody buys and goes on their own. An organized tour where there is an escort, there could be a guide who would talk, and accompany tours. So where someone is accompanying you and talking about what you are seeing and help you in moving around. Now, custom tours. I'll come back again to that explanation or those type of tour that we saw in the first slide. These are normally known the term FIT, used in the travel and tourism industry. If you are into travel and tourism industry, this word is very commonly understood if they say it's an FIT. It means free independent tour. Nowadays, this is also called flexible independent travel. This term is used for national and international travel. So again, free independent traveler or free independent tour or flexible independent travel. Both are term used for FIT or FIT tour, custom. It is also, now we come to, from FIT, we move to custom tours. It is also known as a tailor-made tourist packages adapted to the needs, interests, and decision of the client. What does a client want? What they want? We would like to visit a place A in a city. We don't want to go the one which are there in the package tour. We are picking up a particular destination. And this is our interest to see. And the decision of the client. So the client writes up exactly what they want to see. I'll give an example, like a group of Jewish tourists coming in from Israel, coming to Mumbai. They may not possibly interested, just an example I'm giving. They may not be possibly interested in going down to various tourist spots of in Mumbai. They would look into the history part of Jewish presence in the city of Mumbai. Possibly somebody would be looking for the family tree, or someone would possibly look into the graveyard where their ancestor would have been buried, and so on and so forth. And they would put up this in front of a tour operator to take them to specific places that has an interest of Jewish traveler who is coming from Israel. This was an example. It is organized primarily for leisure. Of course, they have come here as a leisure. And it's more expensive. Why it's expensive? Because the package is designed according to the need. The number of people would not be as per what the cost effectiveness would offer in a pre-packaged tour, because there would be more traveler who would join in a pre-packaged tour. Tailor-made is specifically designed for a type of a tourist. So the volume discount available for package tour is less. So sometimes if someone say we are bringing in 20 people, but if they ask for a specific tour, as I gave the example, so they would be taken with limited number of passengers available. As such, the cost would go up in that case. We'll look into the next type of a tour. Pre-package tour. I've already given example that include all the element of a tour, such as where they are going as a destination, what is the departure date, arrival date, transportation, accommodation, attraction, meals, etc. So it would say you would be given a ticket of XYZ airline in economy class, and this will be your departure date. Say you would depart on a particular date, say 10th of January, return will be on 20th of January, you will be given an air-conditioned bus or non-AC bus or a vehicle, non-AC vehicle, and so on. And likewise, what type of hotel accommodation would be offered, that would be spelled out in a tour pre-packaged tour, like a two-star hotel, three-star hotel, depending on what the cost that you are ready to pay and what attraction and meal will be offered. Say you would be served a breakfast at the hotel, or a breakfast and a meal, that is a dinner. And of course, the attraction, what all you would see, that is included in a pre-packaged tour. They are combined and sold in a package with a keyword, all-inclusive tours, which means they would spell it out. What does it include, which we just now learned? that will be part of an inclusive tour. Of course, an inclusive tour would also have a clause that would say the package does not include some of the items that could not be part of a package tour. Could be laundry being used, mobile phone being used, something like you consume something which is not part of this, you don't like that type of a meal, you order for a different sort of a la carte menu that will not be part of this. So they also write what it includes and what it excludes. Like double occupancy in a hotel room. Someone could not say, I want to share my room with another traveler. So this is all being spelled out in a package tour very clearly. We will learn about the costing in the later part of our learning on tour. Then this tour may take following form: independent tours, organized tours, and accompanied tours. So these pre-packaged tours will take another further form of this type of tours. Independent tours, a type of a tour in which clients travel alone rather than in a group and do not require a guide or company. So the hotel has been booked, the guide has been given, so the guidance has been provided, what would be the journey that they would take, and everything will be charged to a single traveler, a type of a tour in which you travel alone. But there will not be guidance other than this. There will not be an escort. There will not be a guide. You will go as a single or a travel alone. With this type of tour, clients purchase all or some of the items that the pre-packaged tours are. So possibly they will buy a hotel accommodation. They would buy for a breakfast. They would buy for travel from airport transfers to hotel and back. They may not buy package tour because that package tour would include a guide and other number of people along with them. The travel route can be adapted to the client's wishes. You even have the option of choosing the place of entry and exit. Suppose you entered in a country, say you entered from Mumbai, and in a travel alone tour, the tourist can opt to live out of Delhi instead of Mumbai. And he or she is traveling from Mumbai all the way up to Delhi by visiting other cities like Bhopal, Jaipur, Aurangabad, or whatever they would like to plan traveling alone, for which they would have paid for hotel transfer from airport or railway station to hotel. So that type of travel is called independent tour. The travel route can be adopted, as I gave the example, enter from Mumbai, exit from Delhi, and from Mumbai to Delhi, possibly the traveler would go down to the cities I just mentioned, depending on the route they pick up, going Bhopal, Jaipur, Aurangabad, or whichever they select. So these are exact number of days or any other options the client wishes. The route can be adapted according to the wish and the requirement of the traveler. Now we look at the independent tour further. Most independent tour includes a rent-a-car as part of the tour package. Obviously, when a tourist enters and if he's on an independent tour, possibly he or she would say, we are a couple, we would like to take a vehicle, rent a car, and we'll pick up from, say, I'm talking internationally, we'll pick up from Dubai and we'll drop the vehicle at Abu Dhabi. So arrange for us a rent-a-car to be picked up in Dubai, to be dropped at Abu Dhabi, because entry is Dubai, exit is out of, and likewise, fly drive tour is the most important and popular type of independent tour. I gave you the example. You come, say, internationally, if you talk, you entered Barcelona in Spain, and then you go down up to somewhere into Mediterranean and go down towards, say, Cyprus by taking possibly a cruise in the Mediterranean. And then you board your flight out from Larnaca in Cyprus back to London. Just an example. So independent tour, therefore, offer tour participant more flexibility and autonomy. So they are independent to take their decision. They are independent to move as they wish. And that's why it's called independent tour. Now we talk about the organized tour, are also known as hosted tour, which means they are hosted. In this type of tour, the traveler travels independently, but get assistance from a host at every destination he visit. So in our example, we said, suppose someone is arriving at Barcelona, and then from Barcelona, he has taken a rent a car to go down to one of the port, say Costa del Sol, or another coastal town of Spain, and take a cruise ship into Mediterranean and go down all the way sailing to Monaco, to Greece, and finally land at Larnaca. So wherever they arrive, they would like an assistant and someone to guide them, to help them in this organized tour, which is also known as hosted tour. For those travelers who are flexible and want to tour independently, they don't want to be in a group where they are disciplined to opt for the timing that has been slotted for them, like to be available in the lobby at a certain given time, to wait for the bus. As soon as the bus comes, say at 9:30 in the morning, whether you have taken your breakfast or not, you have to jump into bus because that's the time given and allocated to you. But independent tour or organized tours is what at the easiness of the traveler. It also needs some professional guidance at each destination that is visited. So professional guidance is very important element in organized tour. In this case, now we understand organized tour further, the host responsibility vary from tour to tour, but generally the host will greet each of the tour participants at the hotel or at airport, give them a brief orientation to the tour component. So if they are met upon arrival at Barcelona, the guide will give a detail of the city of Barcelona, what they can do, what they can buy, where they can dine, where they can go for shopping. Give them a brief orientation and then remain available to the participant throughout the tour. So they would possibly share a number with the tourists so that they can always approach in case of any such requirement or guidance or any help. A company tour, next type of a tour is a company tour known as escorted tours. Escort, like we know someone escort. As the name suggests, this type of tour is accompanied by a travel expert who knows, who has got experience of the destination, and an escort who would possibly accompany. Now, in this case, an accompanied or an escort tour, participants travel together as a group, and they are always accompanied by a professional escort who coordinates the group's itinerary and activities, and is responsible for making sure all aspects of the tour run smoothly. Mind it, escort is different from a guide. We will understand the role of a guide in our later part of understanding tour operation. Escort generally goes, say for example, they have to dine at a restaurant. The escort would ensure that there is a table reserved for them. The group comes and sit in the numbers, say 10, 15, 20, they have a proper table, they have the meal which they have selected to be served, veg, non-veg, and so on. Someone would care for certain things which may have to be brought in for them from outside to serve them, and so on and so forth. So this is the responsibility of an escort. Some of the escorts are so helpful, they even take care of their group by giving them medical assistance, taking them to good shopping places so that they can shop around. Every aspect of the tour is taken care by the escort. I have mentioned quite a few of them just now. Suppose suddenly somebody falls sick, so the escort would ensure that they take the patient to the, or the traveler who has fallen sick to a respective doctor, or take to a pharmacy to get some. That's the role of an escort. And a smooth completion of the tour. In case if there is a breakdown, the escort takes the liberty of replacing the vehicle, asking for a replacement of the broken vehicle, and any other related things that crop up while the itinerary is ongoing, the escort ensures that those are solved so that traveler enjoy their journey. So a well-trained, experienced, knowledgeable, and having good communication skill and the ability to handle various type of people is the quality of a good escort. So you can see some of the qualities that are required in a good escort. Knowledge is very important. He or she should not be an outsider. Even if it's he or she is an outsider, should have a very good knowledge of geography of the region, area where the group is going out for their travel. Likewise, they must have excellent communication skill, possibly in different languages of the world. If someone is a French-speaking tourist, then to communicate with them in French. And that's an example. So all these are quality of a good escort. And most importantly, a cool mind. Because the tourists are in for fun. And they should be handled that way. The service, the quality should not be messed up with. So that is what is an escort quality. We saw some of them. Thank you indeed.